Our Subaru was bathed in mud. Our sleeping bags were soggy. We were not smelling like we should. Feeling rather groggy, but our tent was stowed. We were on the road. We came here to play. There'll be no lollygagging. We've got three more shows today. Making music in the mountains. It's a grand adventure. It's biscuits and our bellies and grits that can't be beat. Music in the mountains means sleeping beneath the stars. Haven't found a reason yet to return to Bleecker Street. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Bleecker Street is a street in New York City where all the folkies play. It offers cement. Yeah. Steve was quite a vision, paisley shirt, VW bus. From the look on his whiskered face, he dug the look of us. He said, come on home for dinner, girls. My wife would like you too. We said, thank you kindly, Steve, but we got way too much to do. Making music in the mountains, it's a grand adventure. Bug bites on our bottoms and sunburn on our feet. Music in the mountains means sleeping beneath the stars. Haven't found a reason yet to return to Bleecker Street. Okay, now the best thing about playing music in the mountains of Western North Carolina, when you're from New York City, you got New York State plates on your car. That means you're pretty much famous before you step out of your Subaru, you know? Marge, you see those two gals go by in that little white car? They had New York State plates on that car. They're not from around here. Well, it's 6 a.m. We're singing our songs at the local radio station. Admittedly, not a frequency heard across the nation. But later that night at the barbecue pit, our waitress said with a start, aren't you those two rock stars I heard on my way to the Walmart? But the music in the mountains, it's a grand adventure. It's nature without boundaries, and the people are so neat. Music in the mountains means sleeping beneath the stars. Haven't found a reason yet to return to Bleecker Street. No, we haven't found a reason yet to return to Bleecker Street. To Bleecker Street. Moments where tomorrow Kevin's gonna be like, you know that song where you go, yeehaw? Maybe not. All right. This next song is after both of those true story songs there. Is the first song I ever wrote that had nothing to do with my life. I wrote this song, I got this phrase in my head and I thought it was, you know, a nice little phrase, and I brought it around the country with me on tour, and I said, hey, what does this mean to you? What do you think about this? What's the story behind this? And I wrote a song based on what a lot of fans and friends and hosts told me they thought this meant. So I wrote this song, and it turned out to be a sad song. Can you believe it? But at least it was a sad song that hadn't happened to me. And then I came home from my tour, and I went through my mail, and lo and behold, it happened to me. So once again, I can say that this is a true story.